for reports.
That'd be fine.
This is the 9 o'clock report. Go ahead, Ron.
I'll let the record show that we have adjourned Board of Equalization and we have reconvened as the Taney County Commission. Gentlemen, are there any comments following up this morning's first announcements regarding the dangerous water situations within the county? Have either of you received?
Oh, I have a situation report. It was dated at 9 a.m., so very similar to...
I apologize to those who are waiting for other things, but we're trying to keep the public apprised of road closings and dangerous existing situations with our roads out there and the flooding.
So from the report from Melissa Duckworth over in our emergency services department here, the roads, the same roads are closed that were closed for Barker Hole, Beer Creek, Cedar Hollow, Coon Creek, Patterson Drive, Round Mountain, Slough Hollow, Sycamore Church, Kimball Road, Shady Springs, Frank Ray, Steel Road, Pro Tem, Cedar Creek, and Lone Star and Thunder. Those are all still closed because of the high water. Just a little bit here. There is the Methodist Church in Branson shelter is on standby right now. There has been no request yet. They are evacuating Shadow Rock Park campgrounds, so I have that. Rockaway Beach, they're starting to evacuate people from the resorts along the lake. Foggy River Road and Y Highway area homes have water in and near the houses there. And there's a voluntary evacuation going on in Holland Park off of Railroad Avenue because Railroad Avenue is underwater. And the emergency road, which is Kite Drive, is open of 65 Highway. And I'm looking here if there's anything else that... And there's 15 homes along Sunset Road. They've been evacuated in Branson. And in this one report, there was one fire reported in Taney County overnight due to a lightning strike. So that's the report. I think it's most of a recap of what we had this morning.
And we're also on alert because I think Chris is going to call us back, hopefully before the noon hour, in which case we would take his call when it came.
Mm-hmm.
Our next item on the agenda is Bee Creek Agreement. This was an agreement that was reached several years ago. We've requested John Soutie to be present as there are a number of questions that have been raised regarding that old agreement. And John, what I'd like you to do, if you will, for my edification, as well as those who also are in the dark about some of the areas contained within that agreement, is to give us a historical perspective as to how this agreement came about, where we're at today. Is this an agreement that needs to be annually updated? Is it an agreement that lasts forever? Is it perpetual? What is the situation that we're in, at least from your perspective? And then perhaps we can have some general questions about that, if you don't mind.
Sure. I'd be glad to. The Bee Creek Agreement, the Bee Creek watershed itself, was originally discussed as part of a project that was being looked upon by the Sewer District Board back in 1992-93 when the half-cent sewer sales tax was originally approved. The Sewer District Board was looking at Short Creek, and there were some other areas such as Lakeshore Drive, Mount Branson. Because of the building boom at that time, and there was some large developments proposed for the Bee Creek watershed in areas now known as Branson Hills and so on, that the Sewer Board was looking at that. There was a discussion between the County Commission at that time, the Sewer District Board, the County Commission kind of had a reluctance to move forward with Bee Creek at that time and wanted to address some other areas. I remember that I was in a meeting with John Strahan and myself and David Miller and looking at the Bee Creek area, and David Miller stated that at that time Branson had some upgrades to do to their wastewater facilities and they were just not prepared at that time to address the Bee Creek watershed. And that was in the 92-93 era. And with that information, the County Commission discussed that with the Sewer Board, and that at that time the Bee Creek watershed and the sewering of that watershed was put on was put on the shelf for that time. The sewer district went on to sewer the Coon Creek watershed, Mount Branson, started looking at Poverty Point and some other areas. In probably 1998-99, the discussion came back up about the Bee Creek watershed. There was, in 1997, in order to have a document that shows direction on how these sewer projects are going to be built and constructed, the Sewer District Board, with County Commission approval, selected E.T. Archer at that time, who is now HDR Engineering, to do a watershed master plan for Taney County. There had been a lot of questions over why are you sewering here and not there and different things. There really wasn't a document that we could show the citizens of why we're doing these things. So that document was put together at that time. Poverty Point had already been a project destined to be addressed. So basically we started out looking at Bee Creek, Venice on the Lake, Ozark Beach, and some other areas there that's in that document. Bee Creek was one of the top areas because of its population, number of septic tanks in the area, and the number of packaged treatment plants. There were a large number of packaged treatment plants located in that watershed also. So by the criteria on how each area was prioritized, it stood out amongst some of the other areas by far. With that information generated in 1997, the Bee Creek discussion, started again. And in 1999, which was finalized in February of 2000, was the first sewer services and exclusive territorial agreement between the city of Branson and Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District. This was under the Joe Chowning, Wade Meadows, and E.F. Gann Commission era. Diana Long was legal counsel at that time. Branson had a concern that there was development that was looking at just going outside the city limits to develop because of the issues with the city building codes and so on and so forth. They were requesting that an urban service boundary be created, which would, and there's a copy of that map that's attached to this agreement, which is basically the entire Bee Creek watershed and Emery Creek. And there was no plans to sewer Emery Creek at that time, but Branson wanted the right to review projects in those areas so they would be advised of what projects are being proposed in these areas, and they could send feedback back to the county on their thoughts on these projects and how they should be addressed. Taney County Sewer District at that time wanted to address Table Rock Acres subdivision. Table Rock Acres subdivision was an area that was profoundly affected by failing septic systems and had been for years. That was an area that we wanted to try to get central sewer to. Branson agreed to bring Table Rock Acres into that agreement, into this agreement also, along with the Bee Creek and Emery Creek watersheds being addressed, if those urban service boundary areas would be approved under the agreement, they would have comment authority and review authority over those areas. Some of the sewer board members at the time, Dr. Keeter, I don't want to speak to Dr. Keeter, but I know that he was one of the persons that was outspoken on the issue, was concerned about giving the city that much authority over that broad of an area. And there was a lot of discussion. This didn't happen overnight. This went on for a course of a few months. But it boiled down to Table Rock Acres needed to be addressed. And if the city was willing to take that on, that eventually they agreed to promote this agreement, somewhat reluctant on some of the board members' part. And that this first agreement that was known as one of the first sewer services exclusive territorial agreement was approved by city ordinance number 2052. Mr. Lou Schaefer was the mayor at that time, and that was the first Bee Creek agreement. It goes through the agreement. It explains the boundaries. It explains how the project will be designed, how easements will be acquired, and how it will be constructed. It does note in here that citizens within the Table Rock Acres area will be allowed to connect to the sewer system once it's constructed without the requirement of annexation. It goes on to state that other sewer customers located in these areas would have to obtain an approval from the city of Branson to connect to subject sewers and would have to comply with the city of Branson and Department of Natural Resources, if necessary, regulations, and pay the hookup fees or capacity fees, connection fees, and those change from time to time based on the city codes, different things like that. So that was where that started at. We still had Poverty Point to address, which we addressed, and so that was basically how that began.
John, at that time, was that fee structure 1.5 times?
At one time, the city's fee structure was 1.5 times, and I don't know when that changed to 2.5. And honestly, I think it might have changed before this, but I'm not really sure on that. It was 1.5, I know, in the mid-90s. I'm thinking that the fee structure might have changed before this. Basically, in this agreement, it says that it's in Section 13, the user fee to be charged new or existing facilities, structures, and other uses of said sewer line or system shall be adopted by Branson for sanitary sewer users outside the city limits as passed and adopted by the Branson Board of Aldermen in the City of Branson Municipal Code. And so it didn't really mention that specifically. In the later 2006 agreement, it does mention the 2.5 times specifically. When we finished the Poverty Point project and we started moving into Bee Creek, the original document said that the county would transfer funds, the city would be in charge of the engineering, they would be with a staff or with a representative of the sewer district, they would be in charge of selecting an engineer and different things that the city of Branson basically would build the system. In 2006, we have a different commission. There was some concerns about the cost of easement acquisition and different things to the degree that basically the county took back over the responsibility of getting easements and doing those things and actually constructing the system and being oversight while it was being built. And that's why there were some changes to reflect that, and that was why this 2006 agreement was written. And Mr. Paulson was one of the main attorneys in the drafting of this new agreement.
That's also when they added part of the Bull Creek watershed?
Well, yeah, that specifically highlights that. I'm not sure. There was a time when Alan J. Plumbing and Lloyd's Electric and Meeks Lumber moved to that area. This does highlight that in this agreement. It talks specifically again about the Bee Creek and Emery Creek watershed. And then I'm not sure. I think that might, okay. It goes into that scope that the urban service boundary, and that might have been mentioned in the 2000 agreement, would include areas west of Highway 65, which would have been in those areas. But that would have been prior to the Branson landing.
There was quite a heated discussion about this in a meeting at I believe it was at the Recflex, and I can remember that we had attorneys from the city of Branson arguing certain points, and I didn't understand. And of course, since then, I think we've had the vote on the building codes, which got turned down by the Taney County citizens. But I could never figure out how the city of Branson in a territorial agreement could apply building codes to an area that was outside the city limits, which had already voted down building codes. It didn't make any sense whatsoever, that it could take place like that. It was a very large number of people attended that meeting, and
John, it's in section 15 if you're looking for it. I just found it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan.
But
thank you. Yes, you're correct.
But as we look at things that have come up from by different citizens that have came to us, the process is I think they have to come to Taney County to look at a sewer permit or a building permit, and then they have to go get approval from the city of Branson and meet their code requirements as far as building codes and everything else that is appropriated by this agreement, which, you know, I don't understand.
That was one of the things that, you know, was carried over in the agreement that basically in Section 8 of the 2006 agreement says that the district, being the sewer district, will refer all developers and applicants for county building permits. The sewer district don't issue building permits. We issue sewer construction.
Right.
I tried to clarify that, but it didn't. You know, they kept the same language, not they, but, I mean, Mr. Paulson and everybody. But the same language was carried over. I assume that meant sewer district permits. But in the Bee Creek and Emery Creek basins described in Exhibit B to the city of Branson for review, and, you know, it goes on to explain the importance of why the city feels that that's important to be able to, you know, the city of Branson's review is for the purpose of determining if it is feasible to connect to central sewer service and make any comments about construction to accommodate potential future installations of central collection. So that was a review process, and by the agreement, if you're building a home in Emery Creek watershed, which is, you know, out there quite a ways from where we're talking about here, north of F Highway, then I'm to send you with your plan to the Public Works Department, or the engineering department. At that time, it was to Larry Van Gelder. They would review your project and make any comments. Most of the time, it was, you know, if it was a septic tank and they had no central sewer, they would send you back with a little statement stating that the city of Branson at this time has no facilities for this property to connect to, and we recommend you proceed on with your process, which would be to review it, get a soil test, and put in a septic system, you know. But that's the verbiage in the agreement. But you're right in that mine's under 11, where that mentions the county and district agree that Branson is and shall hereafter be the exclusive and sole provider of wastewater treatment services for the Bee Creek watershed and the portion of Emery Creek watershed situated west of Highway 65. And the portion of the Bull Creek watershed situated west of Highway 65.
That's in the 2006.
Yes, because there was discussion at one time that Bull Creek may wish to extend sewer service to that area. And there, through negotiations, that was, and there was some look at that area of how to get across, how to get a line across to them and stuff, and that was basically. That provision was put in here to preclude that from happening.
What I was sharing with you is in the 2000 agreement, it is in section 15.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And okay.
I thought it was in
I asked that question, and while you were talking, I was looking. It's also in 15. Mm-hmm. That portion of Bull Creek, situated west of U.S. Highway 65, and then it says it's described with greater particularity on a certain exhibit. But
yeah.
At the time in that discussion, John, just for your update, Branson Schools wasn't even being provided, sir, at that particular point. Mm-hmm. There was a provision that, in this building of this thing that, because there was a real heated discussion about the fact that Lloyd's, me, and L&J's, was I forget how many miles outside the city limits this thing runs. It doesn't have an actual mileage. It has a watershed type agreement. If mm-hmm. the water runs into Bull Creek or runs into It's not up to Bear, but
right
it's
now,
Bull and
those watersheds would go almost to Highway 65 and 160.
That's the way it is. That's the way it was wrote.
Yes. I've had people in the subdivision there just on 160 on the west side of 65, Deer Mountain or something like that, that fall into Emery Creek watershed that I've sent to Branson for the review of their septic system permit.
Right. Absolutely makes no sense. I know the agreement's been signed. It's been signed by the sewer board. What it does, it takes, and I think if legally, if it was challenged, it would probably have something to say about whether you could, as a city, with building codes being turned down in the county, enforce building codes into the county area.
Well, that's... Yeah, we have the Sewer Services and Facilities Annexation Agreement there. The one that stands out was the Bee Creek Apartments LLC, which they needed public sewer. There's no doubt about it with the size of their development. I haven't seen a document like this that's carried over to a person developing a lot and building a home. I assume that they would connect any new construction. It says in the agreement that must have the approval of the City of Branson. I feel that part of their approval process is that I come in to get my permit, then I am required to sign a sewer services and facilities annexation agreement, which these gentlemen did, and then that obligates them to the things within this agreement. As one example, owner agrees to design, engineer, and construct said improvements in accordance with the design criteria and technical specifications for public improvement projects on file with the City of Branson. Owner agrees to allow and permit the city by and through its engineering department or designate to inspect, observe construction. It just goes on. I know that we've had... the one issue with the Church Army facility over on Rainbow Shoals area off of Fall Creek Road where they've taken a residential home and they have, I believe, 17 to 20 women in there, which the septic system wasn't designed to handle that kind of load, so we had problems with it, and we've been working with the City of Branson, which is really what's feasible. There's not really enough room to put in a system to handle that kind of load. And we got public sewer there is close, but that's been going now for approximately a year. And in emails with Mike Ray, the attorneys are working up some kind of an agreement for that situation in order for them to connect to the city sewer to solve that problem. So I think that there may be something that's being worked up for that.
How long is this agreement for?
This agreement... can be amended from time to time. All parties have to agree to that.
The reason I ask that's because of the renewal. You've mentioned several dates all the way from 93 all the way to 99, 2006. So I wondered if there was a term limit on the termination of the agreement or another agreement being drawn up. What we have is citizens that have been approached about building or hooking up, and then the letters that have been sent back to them say something about they're in the middle of a reevaluation or changing of their sewer, whether they can take them in to the sewer deal. Penny County spent $27 million on that project, if I remember right.
Yes. Yeah. When you look at engineering, construction, and everything, is close to that, I'm sure. I don't see actually a sunset date on that, on this agreement. I would say that the agreement is open for negotiation and any modifications to the document.
I'm not trying to open a new can of worms, but the thing of it is that, you know, I was highly in objection to some of the things that they had in that agreement, but it went ahead.
Well, one thing the sewer district didn't, you know, we want to improve the water quality of Taney County and the drinking water supplies through the elimination of septic systems and package treatment plants, which some or maybe most operate marginal at best, you know. And we spent, with the county commission's approval since 1995, probably a little over $50 million in doing that. We, you know, the sewer board in doing that don't want to be used as leverage or as a lever to force people into annexation issues. We don't want to go into the annexation business or those issues. That's why there was a lot of negotiation about existing sewer customers that existed in those areas like Bee Creek, you know, the most recent project dam site in Spring Meadows, which I got a copy of that agreement, that those existing customers that exist at the time we built those sewers would be able to connect and benefit from this sewer without having to worry about the annexation issue. The understanding was that any properties or any parcels of land that's developed after that was not included or shown in the existing project design that was approved by DNR, any new construction would have to obtain permits from the city of Branson and would be applicable to whatever it takes to get that permit.
Forced annexation?
That could be. That could be part of the things that have to be met to get your permit. And I, when somebody goes over to the city, I really don't know what that process is. I just like this one copy from the one, the apartment complex construction. They had to enter into that agreement to voluntarily annex into the city. What I just have not heard from an individual building a home if they had to go through that same process.
We may hear here pretty soon.
Okay.
What does the sewer district feel that its responsibility is since the signing of this last agreement for those particular areas that were contained within the agreement?
As to?
Anything.
Basically, our responsibility is to audit on Bee Creek, is to audit and actually be an owner of that system until that debt's retired and ensure that those debt service payments are made to retire that debt. At such time, then we can turn it over fully to the city of Branson. But as far as on a technical, on a staff level, our understanding is that all the permits, inspections, that basically through the lease purchase agreement, that system belongs to the city of Branson. And in order to connect to that system, you must obtain your permits from the city and whatever that entails.
Well, first, let me state, it may absolutely be in the county's best interest for that to be exactly as it is. I'm not refuting that. It, on the other hand, it may not be in the county's best interest to be in that position. I've gone back through my old records that I retained because in 2003, I remember presenting the sewer district in the county with a series of questions, mm-hmm. and I have found
still
those.
Got those somewhere. Yes.
And a number of them still remain unanswered, at least from, or at least to my satisfaction. And one of them was: does a political subdivision have the right to take an earmarked tax that was passed by the voters of the county, expend that tax on a system, and then give away that 20-plus million-dollar expenditure to another entity? Legally, do we have the right to do that? Does two entities by signing agreement make that so? And I don't know. And maybe it's hunky-dory, but I've always questioned that.
The attorneys at the time, I guess, thought it was, but other than that, I don't know. But, you know, like 10 in the 2006 agreement, the city agrees that all sewer customers, now this don't say existing or future, but being in the meetings, I would assume that it means existing, but it don't say that. The city agrees that all sewer customers along the sewer lines that are the subject of this agreement will be allowed to connect with the subject sewer in the annexation or in this agreement without annexing their property into the city limits of Branson. and without being required to sign any agreement to annex. This applies to the residents of Table Rock Acres as well. And then it goes on to say that those customers who are not exempted by paragraph 8 will still be responsible to pay their hookup fee. So it addresses the hookup fee quite a bit here. It addresses the current rate, basically, which is 2.5 times the city rate. But that was something that I thought needed more clarification, but the attorneys didn't, I guess, that the city agrees that all sewer customers. Now, is that, one could argue, does that mean existing or future? Or depends on what side of the fence you're on, I guess.
Let me go back. Right now, it's the sewer district's interpretation that the only thing that the sewer district has to do with the Bee Creek, Emery Creek, and Bull Creek watersheds that are a part of this agreement is to monitor how those dollars are spent that we, if I'm not mistaken, got through the state revolving fund to build that project in the first place, and to audit the expenditure of those funds.
Yeah, the Taney County Sewer District, and probably more so the Taney County Commission, since the commission at that time, because the money to pay retire that debt is county sales tax dollars, we are responsible for that system until that debt's repaid.
And that's why we're currently in a lease agreement with the city? Okay.
Exactly. And once those debts are retired, then that system can be then turned over. And we're out of that.
Is that 18 years?
Probably.
It was a
2023 is when it's scheduled to be retired. And the sewer board member, Mr. Johns, wanted me for the next sewer board meeting to find out how much money is still owed on that debt, meaning principal and interest. Is there any early payoff penalty? And he wanted me to bring that to the sewer board.
If there were not a county sales tax, how would it be paid off?
If there was not a county sales tax, there would have to be either a cooperative effort from the sewer district and county commission for general obligation bonds, possibly. The sewer district, the only mechanism that the sewer district has is a revenue bond, which is based, the loan is based off the revenues of the sewer system. That's the only revenue or, anything.
But doesn't the revenue that comes from that area go to the city of Branson?
Yes.
And they would be under no requirement to apply that towards the cost of the system itself, would they? But I'm asking. I'm not.
That would have to be a point of negotiation. That was what we was concerned about, because we had voted $30 million of revenue bonds to back this loan with. If the sales tax, something should happen to that, would that affect all of the sewer district's customers and those in Bee Creek? Would the city customers in Branson, as well as the ones in Bee Creek, have to, chip in on that? That was a concern that we had. The thought was at that time there's nothing that's going to happen to sales tax. There's no use to spend a lot of time on that.
I don't see anything in the agreements either in 2000 or in 2006 that says anything about the city of Branson ever having to pay anything towards the completion of that project under any circumstances. That's why I bring that up. It's just a note of concern. It's not.
It was a concern to me at the time, because realizing the implications if something should happen to that sales tax and what that could mean to our sewer rate at that time could be very concerning.
So all permits currently, if a person wants to build or develop through agreement, have to go through the city of Branson, and an individual property owner is subject to whatever those requirements are with the city, correct?
Yes.
That's okay. And we have people, and some are here, that are going through that process now and came to ask those questions, which is what spurred this meeting in the first place, was for information.
I was looking through the lease purchase agreement, and there's just a passage in here that states that it should be noted that while the revenue used to repay the bonds on the Bee Creek Sewer Project will be paid from proceeds of the county sewer sales tax, in the event the sewer sales tax does not provide sufficient funding, it may be required that user fees be used towards retiring the bond debt.
What number are you on, John?
I just really don't. It's under 13. This is on the lease purchase document.
Oh, okay. I don't have that.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had that. I
apologize. That's all right. I've just...
I knew it was mentioned in there, but it's not mentioned in there as far as really identifying what users are speaking
of. Do I have a copy of that? Because I don't have any documentation for the discussion, so I'm a little at a loss.
I did not make copies for you. I didn't know how deep we was going to get into that. But.
Well, there were questions that have been asked by the public, and that is why I asked John to be here. Perhaps
sure.
We can hear from the public
sure.
to better enlighten us. I just grabbed the old file that I had. I didn't have.
There should be copies of that on file. I'll be
you
glad
could, you can you keep guys. This, John, if you need to speak from it, and then we'll get a copy from you after a while.
I'll just get a copy of what we'll get a copy from John. That's no problem. I just didn't know if you had a copy for us to follow along. What's your
yeah, I'm interested in the dates. The dates, I know 2006 was mentioned. I'm interested in all those dates when produced, but I'm also interested in when the building codes were turned down. I'm interested in all those things.
Okay.
Mr. Houseman, would you, are the citizens that are here, do they have prepared statements or something they would like to?
I have not chatted with them about that, but I would welcome any comments and any questions that would like to be asked right now regarding what's going on, because this is really informational for us so that we can, especially for me, so that I can learn, being the newbie on the block, but for the other two as well. If you would come up to the microphone, please state who you are and then offer your comments. Thank you.
My name is Travis Bearden, and I own two lots out in this Bee Creek area under this agreement. And so I'll recap, because my concerns are with the permitting process and the city of Branson's involvement in that. So... these two lots that I own out in Bee Creek area, when I started to get the permit process, I called over to Planning and Zoning originally to find out what I needed to do to initiate the process.
County Planning and Zoning?
County, yes.
Okay.
And to clarify, you know, am I in the city limits? Am I in the county? They said, yes, you're in the county, so you'll need to get your permits through us. And so when I started that, they referred me to City of Branson to get the approval from the sewer, get the sewer permit, and that's kind of when kind of the communication problems started, because initially City of Branson said they were not giving any permits for that area at that time. I don't know if that just strictly meant the sewer permits. But anyways, they told us that they weren't given any permits at that time because they were going through some sort of restructuring, rewriting. And so we asked if we could put in a septic system. They said, no, you're not allowed to do that because, you know, a septic system is provided right there. So then I contacted my lawyer, Tom Motley, who talked with city assistant attorney, I think, Doug Dustin, and everyone was unfamiliar. This kind of blindsided everyone. Nobody was familiar with what was going on, what agreement had been made. So they did some more investigating, and I don't know what took place, but anyways, we got back with City of Branson, and they would clear us for sewer permit and then also building permits. But the situation was that we would be subject to city inspection, city code, things of that nature. So we went through that whole process, submitted our plans to the city, did all that they require to get permitting through them. So we did that. They approved us for our sewer permit and all building permits that we needed to get started. So that got us going there. But I still wasn't, I wasn't convinced myself as to how all that was, how they were allowing all that. So I came back over to Taney County Planning and Zoning, told them that this process I had went through, and I said, are you aware of this? Are you aware that this is the process to go through, that all building permits come from City of Branson? And they weren't familiar with it either. They said, that's not going to work. You're in county. You have to have county building permit. You know, the city permits were not going to be sufficient because since I'm under county jurisdiction, he says, we can't allow you to build unless you have a county permit. So then I filled out the permit forms with county, got approved for county permit. So now I have city permits and county permit. And my primary concern is, what involvement does the City of Branson really have in this? Because they are trying to enforce city code and city inspections out here, and Mr. Suti referred to this Section 8 of this Bee Creek Agreement, to where the district will refer all developers and applicants for county building permits in the Bee Creek, Emma Creek basin described in Exhibit B to the City of Branson for review. So that's the part of, that part of the process I understand. They referred me to the City of Branson for the sewer hookup. This agreement is for the purpose of looking at the feasibility of central wastewater services or informing the applicant of future availability of central sewer systems. So what I get from that is Branson concluded that it was feasible for me to hook to their central sewer. So that achieved that part. And this, the City of Branson's review is for the purpose of determining it's feasible to connect to central sewer, make any comments about construction to accommodate potential future installation of central collection. So when Mr. Suti brought this up about and make any comments about construction, then that arises another question, because is that where the City of Branson, is that where they're getting, they feel like they have this authority to enforce city codes and inspections? And if that's the case, I mean, all this says is they can make comments. If they want to make comments about city codes, city inspections, that's one thing, but what enforcement of that are they entitled to? I'll read this next sentence also. Actual permits for construction must be obtained from the district and or Missouri Department of Natural Resources. And I don't know how I'm supposed to read that, but I read that as I'm supposed to get, that puts me, requires me to have county building permits, which is what they thought, which is their thinking at Taney County Planning and Zoning. So I filled out their forms. So now I have county building permits also.
Yeah, basically that one, it says actual permits for construction. This is on, in the review process with Emory Creek and Bee Creek watersheds that may be out of the City of Branson's service area. And they would send you a letter back to us stating, to give to us, stating that they have no facilities out there that could serve subject property, therefore the permitting would be through the sewer district or the Department of Natural Resources if the development was large enough where it was going to have a package treatment plant or something like that. But it goes on to say that any structures in existence on October 3rd, 2006, that was shown to be served by the original Burns and McDonald design, which is the Bee Creek design, as amended by Archer Engineers and approved by the district, that the plans shall be entitled to connect to the Bee Creek collection system and shall not be subject to city capacity fees if they connect within 6 months after that system's been built. And then it kind of goes through the connection fee issue there a little bit, and then it any new users, facilities, or structures requesting connection to the sewer line, meaning the Bee Creek system, must receive approval for connections to the line from the City of Branson and the Department of Natural Resources, which the department really don't regulate service lines, but they've got them in here, and must also pay the aforementioned capacity fees. That's any new. So the City of Branson, the way we understand it on the staff level through this agreement, and attorneys can look at this agreement 100 different ways, but on a staff level, that anybody that connects to the Bee Creek sewer system or is proposing to, we would have to send them to the City of Branson, because Branson theoretically by lease agreement owns and operates that system. They would need to get approval, and whatever that approval process entails. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that approval to connect to that system would have to be granted by the City of Branson. And I feel that part of that approval process is possibly the signing of this voluntary annexation agreement. Now, Branson would have to answer that. I can't speak for the city, but I feel that that may be what's occurring here. The only one that I know of that I have a copy of was the apartment complex over there. You're the first person that's went to build a residential structure over there that I've been in contact with. And apparently that's what they have stated to you, that you'll have to sign this annexation agreement?
No, I've never heard that. No, I've never heard that from the city.
Okay.
No. I've heard talk of that, okay, but I've never been confronted directly by the city, and I've never signed these forms.
Okay.
That I know of.
I interpret this as just strictly sewer services, no building permits.
I got a couple questions for you.
I have a question. I have a statement, too.
I got a couple of questions for you.
Who's up first?
Go ahead, Danny.
Who's on second?
No, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I would like to know if you've mentioned several permits. I'd like to know the cost of those permits from the city.
They waived all permitting fees because they said, except for the sewer hookup fee. I was charged, I think, $265 for a sewer hookup fee. All other permit fees they waived because they said you're not city limits, therefore we cannot charge you for those inspection fees.
Okay, you've got two lots.
Yes.
So you could build on two lots.
Yes.
Okay, you're actually looking to build on one lot. So if you decide to do the two, you would have to go through the same process again, right?
Yeah, that would be another question I have.
Right.
I was trying to get the first one done or started at least.
Right. Then... So they waived their building fees, that you went through the regular county fees, and what did you? What I would like to know is what this process has cost you totally to just try to build a home in the county.
I think all I paid with City of Branson, I think, was $265 for the sewer hookup, and then I paid the $50. County permitting fee.
Okay. That's all you got?
Yes.
Okay. And then, as far as you know, if you decide to do the second lot or second home, it'd be the same thing. They'd waive the permits, but you'd have to go through the process. Now, did you have to go to meetings and present all this stuff, or
no,
how did you do this?
Just had to submit plans for them to review, you know, the building plans, landscape plan, and it seems like there was a third. You know, they want to know what the setbacks were, where I was planning on running the water line, the wastewater line, things like that, driveway.
Okay. So have you started your house?
Yes.
Okay. Have they been out for any inspection?
Yes.
Okay. Did they come out and inspect your electrical?
Yes.
Did they come out and inspect your building as far as building codes?
Thus far, we've got footings done, so they've inspected temporary electric and the footings. And I ran into a little bit of issue with the footings because City of Branson requires what they call a concrete encased electrode, which I was unfamiliar with, and I was having a hard time finding anybody familiar with. So, but the inspector told me exactly what he wanted. He wanted me to tie a number 4 copper to a 20-foot stick of rebar, which will go to the disconnect, permanent disconnect on the house, and then also run number 4 copper from that same position on the rebar to an exterior 8-foot copper grounding rod. So from one stick of rebar, the number 4 copper runs outside to a grounding rod and then up the wall to the permanent house disconnect. So I did. He drew me a little diagram, did it as he requested, and when he came back out, he said, that's fine, but that's not necessary. All he said is required is to run the number 4 copper up to the existing disconnect. The grounding rod could have been done separately, he said. But that just you know, raised the issue of this kind of ambiguity that can be somewhat expected from city inspections.
Can I throw something in here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at this contract, and I think that for whatever reason, Branson's misunderstanding the purpose of the contract. Nowhere in here does it talk anywhere except for sewer services and waste clean water. There's nothing to talk about building permits as it relates to inspections. All it talks about, the whole purpose of Section 8 is to determine the feasibility to connect to a central sewer services. I think there's a huge misunderstanding. I mean, they've had lots of changes in P&Z. I think a pretty simple conversation would explain that they don't have any authority to do building permits, and this document doesn't talk about building permits from the city. So I think it's just a matter of us getting maybe our attorneys or an attorney to talk to their attorney to make sure they understand the purpose of this document, because in reading the document and highlighting all the part and going through the whole spirit of the whole document, it has nothing to do with anything except sewer services. So, I don't see where they have any authority based off this document, and this is the most current document. I think you've got, this is the 06 one, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they keep on referring back to wastewater. There's nothing about building permits. There's nothing in there at all about their authority to do that.
That was basically the sewer district's intent, was to address the sewer issues.
Right. And it talks about it's between the county, the city, the district of sewer services. So it has nothing to do with planning and zoning or anything in this agreement. So they're not a part of this agreement, which they would have to be, it would have to be the planning and zoning board commission, basically our commission, would have to be a member of this agreement for it to be binding to planning and zoning requirements. So I think it's a matter of getting, you know, whatever attorney we want to review with their city attorney, the spirit behind this, because that's not what this agreement was.
One quick other question. Travis, if I'm not mistaken, you had informed me that they had told you that they were renegotiating or in the process of renegotiating with the county?
No.
Did I misunderstand? What Travis told me.
My wife, she was conferring back and forth with the city of Branson, and that's what they told her, that they were not, when this initially started, they weren't issuing any permits because they were in the process of this restructuring.
Yeah, they're out of sewer services. They're out of capacity. I think John could probably speak to that. They talk about their capacity right now. Yeah. So.
When did you buy this property?
I'm not for sure. I think it would be 2006.
In 2006, you got caught up in this. Is what you're saying?
I don't know the exact timeline, but I own the lots before they started putting in all the sewer out there, because I came over. Actually, back then, I was going to start the permit process back then because I was going to build them several years ago. And, you know, they told me that I could put in a temporary holding tank because they were getting ready to run the sewer through, and that if the structures were there, you know, if improvement was made to the lots, then when they ran the sewer through, they would go ahead and put the stub outs in.
Can you get me that date? I need that date for my own information, when you bought your lots, if you were affected after, before, or whatever. I'd like to know the date that you bought, and if it's before our agreement in 2006, I'd like for you to get that information. John, okay. Got one other question. When you said, and we've had some different things go on, you said that you approached P&Z and he told you this. Was that Branson?
That.
When you said something about you approached P&Z and you said that they weren't aware of.
Yeah, that was after I had obtained all my permits through Branson and I'm not sure of the guy's name, but the gentleman that just got transferred over to the sewer department, I believe.
Eddie. Okay.
Eddie is who, because I was trying to, the secretaries were trying to answer my questions, so they called Eddie up, and he was unfamiliar, and he's the one that said, he said, no, that's not going to work. You must have county permits because you're in county.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just trying to get all the stuff, I mean, kind of get this all lined out that I don't want other citizens to have to go through two or three processes here, and I'm be interested in seeing what the waived fees were, if they waive fees for other construction out there in that area, then we're talking about a different thing. So anyway, you may be able to help me with some of that, John, with talking to some of them. I hate that it gets into this business with you as ownership of two lots that you're wanting to build on. You can't build on them. You're paying taxes on them. As far as I'm concerned, they're your property. Of course, everybody knows my issues with that. So I do have some concern that you own the property and pay the taxes and pay the insurance and the liability, but still you can't build on it. So
yeah, I appreciate that. And I just see it, you know, like Mr. Straffis says, I see it very obviously that this limits the scope of what Branson can do to the wastewater, you know, and what they're trying to do stepping outside of that just seems outside the agreement to me.
That's what I was thinking is, as Mr. Straffis suggested, maybe having the attorney discuss this briefly with the city attorney to see how they're getting a permit to connect to the Bee Creek sewer system, and then they're broadening that process to also include having to be subjected to building codes and those type of things out in Taney County common.
He's already said that they were out there. They've already been out there inspecting.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And he's talking about rebar. There's nothing in the National Electrical Code that says that you have to hook to a 20-foot piece of rebar. That has to be something that's within the code that Branson has set up. Different power companies have different, if it's got an 8-foot copper ground rod in the ground with a number 4, which a number 6 is all they used to require. I mean, you've met everything else, so whatever they're adding to that is just added cost to you in the first place. The way we understand this agreement, it's not in there that they be out there inspecting you. So
see, that's like the document Mr. Hausman has is that this apartment.
That's exactly the opposite of what I see in this agreement here, John. Is that where you're headed?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that developer was required to sign that agreement, and in that he agrees to build to certain codes and different things.
Because he's going to be annexed.
Now, he signed that agreement volunteering to be annexed, but also along with that, he agrees to build by certain codes and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
In order to get the opportunity to connect to the sewer system.
Right. Or so his project would be stopped.
Yes. I mean, if his only other option would be to build a private package
treatment
plant.
He wouldn't be allowed to hook up. I'm waiting for the commissioner to come back in.
Yeah. DNR wouldn't support a package treatment plant out there with public sewer there, so he'd be in a bad spot.
Yes. Jim, yep. John has handed me an agreement dated 18 September 2009. By and between a person or corporation, LLC, and the city of Branson. Within that, the individual agrees to be voluntarily annexed, to submit to all building codes, all permitting processes.
If they're annexed in, right?
no tube in.
Well, they don't get sewer if they don't.
Okay.
That's what it appears, you know. And I didn't know if that was being carried over to a person building a home on a single. That's a much larger development, but I had heard that that was the thought with new construction, it being a home, a residential home, that same thought was there. But I haven't, this gentleman's the first gentleman I met that I've, you know, seen explain a situation that's building a home out there.
Travis, you were going to build this home yourself for your own purposes, or was it spec house?
Spec house.
Okay, and the other lot that you were wanting to do would be a spec house also?
Right, that'd be okay. The plan, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be interested in knowing what taxes you paid with you and what date that you bought the property that is being, put on your plate.
So you weren't required to sign any kind of an agreement opening yourself up to city inspections or anything like that in order to get your permit to connect to the sewer?
No, that wasn't addressed with me.
Okay, so I don't know why, that's a legal issue, but I don't know what authority that they would have if that wasn't done to be out on the property.
I think Jim, your suggestion of either our council and their council or the county and the city getting together to discuss what is occurring and what different players feel and think is appropriate, because there's an awful lot of new players and new regulations.
The reason I said the attorneys on this agreement, because there's obviously an interpretation. There's obviously an interpretation issue which attorneys are going to have to sort through. Because they're having policy off that document's a policy off of this understanding.
Bless you.
Excuse me. So, my thought is that we assign an attorney just to have a conversation, just to clarify this agreement, because I think this is the last agreement we have between the city of Branson and the sewer district and the commission that specifically addresses that. So I think we need an interpretation from two attorneys of what's going on with this agreement.
Yeah.
And then from there, we need to address going forward what's happening. I'd like to address that, but that's something more of a with the city administrator, maybe Mike Ray with services, and we want to include the mayor and just have a conversation about that. But this, I think, is an attorney discussion, because it's a legal document that's binding, so it's an interpretation. I'd rather do that and maybe get either Pat Keck or whoever we have. We've got a list of attorneys that we can draw upon for this, and then schedule something that, John, we'll probably want to schedule something with that in the near future.
That'd be fine.
With all the parties.
Gentlemen, each a set of copies of these.
That's fine.
I don't have them on my computer. I'd email
it. Okay, give me a copy.
Mr. Paulson would have had these somewhere on a disk.
Travis, do you have some specific questions that you feel we should ask when we have that meeting?
No, I think.
Other than what you've been discussing,
it seems like we're on the same page. We've got the same questions, seems like. And then the only further question that kind of has risen out of this is this voluntary annexation issue. You know, if it is a voluntary annexation, what choices does a person have if they want to build? If you want to build and you don't want to voluntarily annex, what are your choices? Are they just, you don't have any choice? Or I think that's something that needs to be addressed if that's an issue.
Okay.
Did the sewer line use your property for an easement?
I don't believe so.
Okay, and when you leave this meeting, would you please go upstairs to the recorder's office and find out the date that you bought the property, and you can leave it with the girls up there, and they'll put it in my, all three commissioners' mailbox.
Okay.
Thank you, Travis.
All right, thank you.
Does anybody else here wish to address this issue while we're talking?
There's another document.
Yes, sir.
If you just want to get it, we'll review it at the same time.
There's a document somewhere that I've requested by Sunshine Law that the city of Branson wrote a letter requesting that the county put enough pressure on surrounding areas to bring them up to building codes and standards so they could exercise their authority of annexation. That was presented to the previous county commission back before Mr. Strahan was elected and read into the minutes, and I've searched extensively for that letter, and it has disappeared, that they intended for the county to excerpt building codes, and this was after the vote on building codes. So I think that document would be very relevant to your decision-making process here. And I'd like to say one thing about Mr. Bearden. He builds an excellent home, beautiful homes. He builds up in the Brown Edition and different ones at Whitetail Crossings and stuff. So he does things right and does them by the rules. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Before you recess, I was looking for one little update for the water related.
Go right ahead, sir.
Anybody listening, we were hoping to have an update at 11 o'clock from the Corps. We have now scheduled a conference call at 1 that will broadcast here at 1 o'clock with the Corps and the Corps update. Also, there's three new roads that have been affected. Casey Road, the lower part that turns north, is now closed. Silver Creek in Rockaway, the lower part's now closed, and Sims Road is now closed. And what we are told, I was out in the hallway getting a little update. There's some houses on Foggy River that have about 6 inches of water in them now. So and the Corps is supposed to have opened the fourth floodgate at noon. So we'll see if that's part of the update too. So
I'm thinking I may run down over the lunch hour to take a look at Y Highway and see where it's coming up and how far it is in those mobiles and homes down there. But what Jim is trying to do is update us on the emergency situation that we're facing with flooding. And hopefully, if I understood you correctly, we're going to have a full report at 1 o'clock.
They're going to call us and give us a new update from the Corps of what's going on at that point.
Yeah, the planning and zoning administrator was on down at Ozark Beach around 10:30, and it was in Ozark Beach Resort and Edgewater Beach Resort's property and up around some of their structures at that time.
We will stand in recess until 1 p.m.
Just a second, John.